This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
When I first moved to New York, I didn't know how every time you renew your lease in New York City, the rent has to go up every time. I didn't know that. I've lived around, and most other cities, the landlords give you a few years to step up your life. That's reasonable. New York City landlords are like, you got 1 year to get 10% better. You better hurry. 10%, man, that's a lot. Every year, that's a big return every year. That's a lot of pressure. My parents never gave me that kind of pressure. I felt like I was in New York City trying to make my landlord proud. It was weird. I felt like my dream was to buy my landlord a house.
Friday, September 12th. 2025. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is the wake up call. 106.5 The End. Ah, boy, oh boy. Yeah, that is a true statement about living in New York City. It's wild. Speaking of which, by the way, heard from one of our very loyal listeners this morning.
Okay.
Who's currently in New York City. Do you remember when we did show photos and a girl who was a listener photographed us? We went to Doko.
Doko, yeah.
Yes.
She like just sent me a random DM and she did it at like 4:15 in the morning. And I happened to be awake and like looking at my phone and I wrote back, I was like, you're up early. She goes, oh, I'm in New York for Fashion Week. She's shooting Fashion Week.
No way. What?
Which is really cool. But she's never been to New York before, never been to New York City. So we were talking about that. But Katie and I have a very good friend of ours who just moved his entire family mm-hmm. to Manhattan.
Yep.
Like, he believes...
Like, from Rockland.
Yeah. To Manhattan.
To Manhattan.
He believes, Kevin, in his daughter's talent, daughter's plural talent, so much that he moved everybody to Manhattan to give them a very real shot at making it.
I love that. Is that Emmy?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
We had her in the studio.
She's remember so
that?
Nice.
So do you remember when we had her in here to sing, to help her yeah. with that competition? She won that competition. She
oh,
won.
Yeah, and then she went to a school, Juilliard?
It's like Juilliard for a high school kids.
Yes.
And she got a, it was a college.
It is a college in New York City. It's just not Juilliard. She is now at a performing arts high yes. school in New York
That's
City.
Exciting.
So you have to audition to get into the high school.
Yeah.
She got into that. She won that competition and they're there. And her younger sister, also very talented as well. And watching I don't say this often, but that should have been a reality show.
Oh my God, you're right.
Just the culture shock of yes. following a family from Rockland, California, where they live the suburb life. Mm-hmm. Like, had a gigantic barbecue smoker in his driveway. You know what I mean?
Life was a realtor.
Right. Very, very suburban life to a Manhattan lifestyle. Should have been a reality show. Like him, he posted pictures of the two of his daughters walking to school.
That was crazy.
Crazy. Down Manhattan streets by yep. themselves. So long. Don't let anything bad happen
yep.
to you.
And they have to like take the subway to get to school.
Yep.
And...
Once 13. Whoa. Once 13 on the subway by herself, because that's what kids do. They have to adjust to what the comedian was talking about, where the rent goes up every time you renew a lease.
Yep.
It's crazy. He was giving me a tour of their apartment.
Oh, I want to see. I'll ask him to do it. The youngest one is good friends with our 11-year-old. And I keep saying, ask her to send pictures of their apartment because I'm dying to see it.
It's a really nice apartment. But, I mean, talk about price jump from whatever their mortgage was in Rockland to an apartment that's, I don't know, maybe like 1,200 square feet in Manhattan.
And do the girls have their own rooms?
They do.
They do. Okay. Yeah. I was curious about
look, that. I don't know. It looked like, I didn't want to ask too many questions about their daughter's bedrooms, but.
Oh, fair.
It looked like that it had three bedrooms.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's just crazy because like out your window, more apartment complexes yeah. and like New York City.
No lawn.
No, definitely no lawn. And they have a dog.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's wild. It is wild.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So if you have anxiety, they might have found a very effective cure for, not cure, but treatment. All you have to do is take a pharmaceutical and it cures your anxiety for months.
Okay.
If you know anything about this song, you've already figured out what the pharmaceutical is. It's LSD.
Is LSD considered a pharmaceutical?
Yeah.
Is it?
It is?
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be made in a pharmacy?
That I don't know.
Okay.
But I do know that they are starting to experiment with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds a lot more from medical treatments, kind of like how marijuana was used in controlled settings to find out, can this help cancer patients? Can this help?
Yeah.
I mean, they've been doing it with more and more with psychedelics, especially LSD. And they found out, and this was not a small survey. This was a huge survey that they did in 22 different states. And they gave the participants different dose strengths, and they gave some placebos. And then they monitored them for 3 months. The 100, and if you're curious as to like how big the dose of LSD was, I don't know anything about LSD, which we're going to get into in a second, but it was 100 to 200 micrograms. So
I don't know. Is that,
it sounds like a lot.
Is that considered like micro, it does?
I don't know.
Is that considered like microdosing?
I don't know.
How many milligrams?
100 to 200?
I think that's about like one tab.
Okay. If you know, text in and help us out on this. But anyway, what they found out, though, was it improved symptoms of anxiety for 5 to 6 months.
Huh.
A single dose of LSD. And I got to tell you.
That'd be nice.
As somebody with anxiety, Katie also has anxiety. It would be nice to not be anxious, but I'm not doing LSD.
Why?
I couldn't handle it. I'm a claustrophobic person.
Okay.
And there is something about taking something and going on a journey where there is no return until it's over that makes me feel claustrophobic.
But you don't feel that way with weed.
I guess because weed, at the very least, I know what to expect. It's just going to relax me for a little
See,
bit.
See, I do feel that way about weed. I do not enjoy it.
But you would do LSD?
But I'm not doing it for funsies. I'm doing it to feel better. I'm doing it
so
I'm
not doing weed for funsies. I'm smoking.
You are sometimes. You're so full of garbage.
I'm smoking it to feel better.
Okay, whatever.
I'm smoking it to feel better.
I'm sure you're drinking scotch to feel better.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
How long does LSD see? What I don't like about weed is that, like, I don't like that I can't tell when it's going to be over.
Oh boy. Well then, you'll hate LSD.
Do you know anything about LSD?
I know a couple things. My friends have
okay.
done it.
All right. So help Katie out here because I'm curious too. How long?
Period of LSD is usually like 12 hours, maybe even more.
12 hours.
Okay.
It's a lot.
I mean, I know people who've done ayahuasca, which I think is like LSD, but it's a little bit more natural, and they also are like that. Like they become like it, kind of like when somebody comes back from Europe and they're just like, we just did it all differently.
We just took a siesta every day.
Right.
I would have to do it in like a controlled environment.
Why? Oh, yeah.
With like a professional. Yeah.
No, you don't want to do it. You want to do it around your friends.
Definitely not.
Why not? They know you inside out. They know how to trigger your emotions.
My friends don't know what to do if I'm like start seeing scary clowns or something.
Well, if you do LSD, you do need a babysitter.
Right. That's what she's talking about. She wants that babysitter to be a doctor.
Yeah.
In case
there professions for LSD people?
Yeah.
I mean, in the study, I'm sure that these people were.
You got to have somebody there that if the floor starts to swallow you,
right,
they can get you out.
That's not going to work. Usually you just see waves.
Oh. God, I don't know. I don't.
Do you do stuff? What, like, do you just kind of putter about your day when you're on LSD, or do you just sort of sit still?
You do whatever you want for your day. Everything is just amplified. Colors are amplified. Temperatures are amplified. Mind is amplified.
I would not want the temperature to be.
No, the temperature in your body internally.
Oh, God.
I don't want that either. That would make me mad.
Don't take LSD.
Fine, I won't.
Somebody texted in to 909-1065 and says, yeah, there are people out there called trip sitters.
Yeah.
And I
want you to have a much more professional name than that.
The trip sitter, yeah. They stay sober and they keep you safe and calm.
Yeah, make sure you're okay. Make sure you don't have a bad trip. If you do have a bad trip, they take you back in.
What does that mean? Bring you back to reality.
Bring
you back to the world.
Because you're going to be slipping in LSD and you're be like, oh my God, this is scary. And then they bring you back solid ground.
Well, let's remind everybody that it is illegal.
Right. Don't do it.
But not if you do a study.
Is that true?
Yeah.
How many studies are there?
These studies aren't illegal. They're doing it for medical research purposes.
Well, that's true.
Okay, well then let's try it for medical research.
Knock your socks off, which might come alive and then dance around you.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on The Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Larissa this morning. Good morning, Larissa.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So you have a boyfriend and his name is Drew. How long have you and Drew been together?
We started dating right before summer, so about 5 months or so.
And here we are, not even 6 months in, doing War of the Roses. Okay, so why are we doing War of the Roses on your boyfriend, Drew? Why do you think he's cheating?
I mean, he's not calling or texting as much, like responding. I haven't seen him as much lately. He's been saying he's busy with work. It's just been less and less, and I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
And you feel like that means that he's with somebody else as opposed to maybe just like Because it feels a little like off-ramping a relationship.
Yeah, it's not that. He just makes it really hard to see him when I do see him. He seems like he's always busy. I feel like we should be spending every minute together, especially as a newer couple, and that is not happening.
Okay. Well, this is how War of the Roses works. I'm sure you know this by now. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to call Drew, your boyfriend, and Katie's going to offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to, what he writes on the card. And regardless of what he does, we will conference you guys together and we'll sort this all out. Okay?
Thank you.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Drew, please?
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, Drew. This is Candace with Verizon Wireless, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long-stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
I mean, there's strings attached, right? It's totally free.
Completely free. Like I said, it's a promotion. It's really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, it's going to be Bridget. Yeah, the last name is...
Okay. And then before I get an address for Bridget, you were able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Oh, man. Thinking of you, babe.
Hi, Drew. This is Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on something called War of the Roses. Listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Larissa. Let's bring Larissa back on. Larissa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Drew, who is Bridget?
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait. What's going on?
Okay, so Larissa wanted us to see if you were given the opportunity to send roses to somebody, would you send them to your girlfriend or would you send them to somebody else? And you sent them to somebody else. And Larissa heard the whole thing.
Okay. I'm sorry, girlfriend. Listen, Larissa, we've talked about this. We're not a thing.
Okay, so you'll just me then.
You're not in a relationship.
I mean, look, we hook up sometimes, but both of us are very aware of what this is.
That's not the impression we got.
I don't think you both are.
Larissa, is that what you thought?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I invited him to family functions. I consider this super real, so I'm really confused right now. I'm pissed.
I'm having a hard time understanding why you're upset when we've explicitly talked about this. I have said to you when you have said to me that, like, oh, I want this to be something more, that I'm just like, that's not what I'm ready for, and that I don't feel about taking you that way. Like, I've been pretty clear.
Well, Drew, it sounds like you're in a relationship with Bridget. You wrote babe. So are you dating Bridget now?
I mean, look, she's not, like, explicitly my girlfriend, but, I mean, I definitely like her more than you, especially if this is
Drew,
how you're
Drew,
handling.
Drew.
Oh, man.
Larissa, it's pretty obvious that you're not together. Definitely not in Drew's mind. And I think that it sounds like you're trying to convince yourself that you're together, but I think deep down you know that you're not.
No, I think lately he's been more challenging to get together with, but we've definitely spent so much time together over the summer. I knew something was up.
Well, it is up. He's not with you exclusively, and he is seeing other people.
Yeah, and that's news to me.
Okay.
It's really not news to you, though. I mean, I explicitly told you that I was not exclusive with you.
Well, you, Drew, whatever. Enjoy Bridget, whatever.
Okay. It's a War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call. Oh, boy. We're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Neo. Remember Neo from back in the day? He had a bunch of pop hits. Well, he took his girlfriend shopping in L.A., and it really got everybody talking. And we'll tell you why at 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
40.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, do we remember Neo?
Yeah, he was, of course.
He was like, he probably would have had like a humongous career if Usher never existed.
I'm pretty sure I just saw him perform as an opener for somebody.
Was it like the grand opening of a Target?
No, he's touring, opening for people, I'm pretty sure.
He must be making a lot of money somehow, though, because he took his girlfriend shopping in L.A.
Okay.
They went to Kim Kardashian's Skims store in L.A., and then they went out for a very nice dinner and cocktails. And the reason why this caught the eye of the paparazzi was because he also brought his other girlfriend.
Oh.
Has multiple?
And then he also brought his other girlfriend. And he also brought his other girlfriend.
All at the same time.
Same time. And Neo and his four girlfriends all went shopping and then all got dinner and cocktails together.
Huh.
Yeah. He is in a polyamorous relationship with four women.
And are they in a relationship with each other? If anybody understands polyamory better than we do, please call 916-909-1065 or text into that number. So I have tried to watch, and I started watching it, and then now I can't remember what channel it's on. Probably TLC. A show about polyamorous couples.
Okay.
But I can't remember if other people, like, is everybody just with one other person? Is everybody with everybody?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think so. But I'm not well versed in polyamory. Let's go back to that for a second, because I'd like to share with you the names of his girlfriends.
Okay.
It just seems like it's of note.
Oh, okay.
The first girl's name is Pretty Baby.
Okay.
The second girl's name is Sexy Lil Something.
Okay.
What are these, like a boy K-pop group?
It does sound like the Soulja Boys.
It sounds like the Soulja Boys.
There's also Phoenix Feather. And the last one's name is Twin Flame.
Okay, she seems like the one he likes the most.
You think Twin Flames the most?
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say, I don't think these are their government.
You don't think that Papa Lil Sexy Lil Something, when she came out, looked at her and just be like, you know what?
You really...
This is a sexy little something I'm holding right here.
And the wife goes, the mom goes, don't say that. And he goes, what? She's low.
Right. That's so much better than Michelle.
Somebody texted in, polyamorous relationship means that all of the parties are involved with each other in the same capacity.
In
some capacity. If he's just dating the women, he's just dating four women, and they're all fine.
And they're all fine with that. So basically, it's like, you want to be my girlfriend, and I tell you, like, great. Just so you know, though, you're not going to be the only one. And you have a choice. I can walk, or I can be okay with that.
Now, if I'm your girlfriend, am I allowed to date Kevin?
We have to have a talk about that.
You can date Paul Marshall down the hall at 98 right. Rock.
Yes.
Okay. So you're dating Paul.
He's not my type, but yes.
He is.
He's just not my type.
You love his personality. That's why you guys have a mental connection.
I would want a smaller boy. But go on. Okay. Go on.
Okay. Well,
I would want my own Pretty Baby.
Okay. So you're in a relationship with Paul Marshall down the hall from 98 right. Rock.
Okay.
Okay. You're also in a relationship with me.
Yes.
Can I be in a relationship with Kevin?
We have to write up a clause.
Okay.
I don't know. So
it's case by case.
I guess it's case by case.
Okay.
Listen, you know what they always say.
What?
Love is a complicated tree with many branches.
Yeah.
And some of those branches have sex with each other.
I always say that.
And sometimes four of the branches go shopping at Kim Kardashian's Skims store together.
Yeah. Kevin, could you be in a polyamorous relationship?
I can't.
Why?
Only one love.
Kevin can't even be in a one room.
Ew, bitch. Wow.
One amorous. Listen, we want you to be.
Me too.
All right, great. Okay. All right. So why can't you be in a
what
polyamorous
if you were really
one?
In love with somebody, but they said, I need you to know that I'm polyamorous.
Yeah.
So you can have me, but you have to... Oh, Kevin's covering his face. He's devastated by this scenario.
Then I have to end it.
You do? Yeah. Wow. I mean, I would be the same.
You couldn't share.
No.
And Kevin couldn't share.
Mm-mm.
My insecurities would eat me alive.
I feel like I could pull it off, but then I also feel like I could run 100 yards in under like 40 seconds. So I don't know. I mean, who knows?
I feel like you could pull it off.
I feel like I probably could. I feel like I'm emotionally detached enough from other human beings.
Yes.
I could probably do this.
And you have jealousy, but not about romantic partners.
Right. Yeah. All right. So listen, if my wife is listening, just know.
Oh, boy.
This is step one.
No!
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right.
Yes.
We have a question. When do you put up Halloween decorations? Because, ladies and gentlemen, it is Halloween time.
Woo!
Or it's not. I mean, that's what we're discussing right now. We want to know. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. When do you put up Halloween decorations and why then? Because nobody in this room agrees.
No.
Mm-mm.
We'll start with Katie. When do you think you can put up Halloween decorations?
So this is my problem.
Yeah.
my boyfriend, not somebody who has ever decorated for Halloween.
Right.
Me and the girls are absolutely going to decorate. I have to tone it down a little compared to what I've done in the past, but that's probably for the best.
Right, right.
He has what I believe to be some mild undiagnosed OCD.
Okay.
So having the house not look the way that it normally does might make him a little itchy.
Okay.
So does that mean I have to like wait longer than I normally would so that the house isn't too different for too long?
I mean, as somebody who used to go hard in the paint, okay, I think that you need to just, you can't go to fifth gear this year.
Okay. I got a baby step.
I mean, first, second, and then I would live at third.
Okay.
But you, I mean.
That's so true.
And maybe even like layer it a little bit.
Okay, what do you mean?
Like he comes home one day and there's a pumpkin out.
Okay. Okay, so baby stepping.
Right, that's step one. Then the next day, I don't know, maybe a spooky skeleton.
Okay, maybe some cobwebs on the...
It's a cobweb. If he's got OCD, cobwebs might spin him out.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because his house is very clean. Too clean. Like, hospital room clean.
We keep the house very clean.
So, like, he has always kept his house.
Yeah.
I like how you're taking credit for this now.
Okay. By we, I mean... I have to clean up after myself a lot better than I normally would, and then he does the rest.
Kevin, when do you think Halloween decorations should go up?
October 1st or, like, pushing it September 30th?
October 1st? See, I get the concept of October 1st. October. That just seems like it's not enough. If you're putting your ass into some Halloween decorations... Yeah. 31 days is just not enough to
enjoy
it.
See, and I think that's the thing, is the energy I want to put into this, it's still, I want to go at least a little hard in the paint.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm still me.
You are still you.
So this isn't going to be like, I think he might think, and I don't know if this is true, but when I said like, when he's like, honey, if you and the girls want to decorate for... Notice he's not including himself in this.
Right.
If you and the girls want to decorate for Halloween, that's perfectly fine. I think he thinks we're going to have like a pumpkin pillow.
Right.
And then he did get me a Nightmare Before Christmas like decorative town thing from Costco.
I saw that.
And then maybe we put that out.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows.
He doesn't know. Yeah.
He's not ready.
That's what I'm saying.
So, okay.
No higher than third gear. I think that you can't decorate for Halloween till it's fall. And that's September 21st. And okay. I've already looked at the calendar. September 21st is a Monday. So I'm going to break my rule and I'm going to do it the weekend before fall.
Right.
Because you got to do it over the course of a weekend. I'm not going to dedicate a weekday to it. That seems ridiculous. Okay?
Okay.
People texting in to 916-909-1065. Several people, when Disneyland decorates, I decorate. That's nuts.
That's Disneyland goes way early.
They do it in August.
Yeah.
If I see Halloween decorations outside your house in August,
I assume they've been there all year round.
All year round, and you're a crazy cuckoo.
Okay, so how about this? Because I do appreciate that we can decorate our home for Halloween, and he's not going to yuck my yum in that way.
Okay.
Maybe I just keep it to one room. So, Gavin, in the past, you have done a very fun Halloweenscape in your dining room.
Thank you.
Where you put life-size skeletons sitting at the king and queen's chair at the ends of the table.
And some people around it, too.
Oh, you do have people around
There's
it.
Minimum of four skeletons. Oh. It's grown every year.
I didn't know. Okay. So you have a skeleton family.
Yes.
Okay. Nuclear family.
Dinner party.
Okay. Or party.
Yes.
Okay. Hard to tell. and then you do, you know, some spooky candles, some very good cobweb work.
Thank you.
Because for those people that don't know, cobweb work is art.
It's a challenge.
There is a right way and a very wrong way to do it.
And I have done both in my life.
Sure. Hey, it's okay. So maybe I just dedicate it to the dining room.
That's a great idea.
Because we rarely sit at the dining room table if we don't have guests.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
And then you really get to like play with the lighting in that room. And yeah, because I've got some purples and some oranges.
Oh my God, we have a chandelier that I can unscrew the bulbs and put the ones that like flicker.
Katie.
That's spooky.
That's a great idea. And if he doesn't like it, you just say, just don't go in the dining room.
Well, the dining, it's a pretty open floor plan.
But do porch blinders when you walk
by. Shut
your
eyes when you come down the stairs.
Right.
I don't think that's asking so much.
I don't think so either. But do you do it now? I don't think so.
I'd love to do it now.
We all would. A lot of people saying, like, decorate now. Decorate right now. No, you got to have some self-control, guys. Okay. You just got to.
Okay, and maybe Kevin's right. Maybe I wait till the first.
Right.
Because this is such a new situation.
This is the only year you wait that late.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. And the jackpot today is set for $60 on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Pow! Pow, pow! Boop, 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 boop. Oh, hey, Caitlin, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Fancy meeting you here. You're caller 17, and I got 5 questions here, burning a hole in my pocket. We're going to ask you and Katie the same questions, see how many you get versus how many she gets. And, yeah, winner wins. All right, you ready to play?
It's gonna be great. Bye.
Okay, yes.
All right, Katie's leaving the studio. We're going to wait for her. The door's shutting. All right, here we go. Here we go. Question one. The suspect in the killing of right-wing political activist Charlie Kirk has been found. A press conference is happening as we speak. And we do know, though, that it is a 22-year-old named Tyler Robinson. And he was turned in by somebody very close to him. What state was Charlie Kirk murdered in?
Utah.
Question two. The trailer for Sydney Sweeney's shot at winning an Oscar has come out. And you can see it by texting the word box, B-O-X, to 916-909-1065. She plays female boxer Christy Martin in the movie Christy. This is the movie that she gained 30 pounds for. How about that? I told you last week who Sydney Sweeney is dating. Who is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you should have been listening. Question three. Brazil had a president once named Bolsonaro. Har Bolsonaro. I don't know how to I think it's Har. Har is his first name? I don't know. Bolsonaro is his last name. He lost his re-election and then staged a coup claiming election fraud, which he never proved, to stay in power. Well, Brazil's Supreme Court yesterday found him guilty and he is going to prison. What's the biggest city in Brazil? Is it Sao Paulo or Rio de Janeiro?
Rio de Janeiro.
Question four, according to people close to Ben Affleck, he's very sad about the upcoming wedding of his ex, Jennifer Garner. Are you laughing?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He was hoping that she would get cold feet and back out of the wedding, but apparently that is not happening. How many kids do they have together?
Three.
Question five. Pedro Pascal is suing a company that makes a type of brandy called Pisco. I've never heard of that before, but he says they're illegally using his name, even though the product is called Pedro Pascal. I think that's funny. If it sells for $35 a bottle and you buy 6 of them, what's your total?
$205.
Okay. All right, Kevin's going to bring Katie back in here. Caitlin, you're from Sacramento. What part of Sacramento?
I live in Citrus Heights.
Oh, Citrus Heights. Oh, very cool. Yeah. Okay, that's where our old studio used to be. on
Technically,
Madison.
It was in Sacramento.
Isn't Citrus Heights kind of part of Sacramento? Or,
well, it's...
I guess not. No?
It's its own... Yeah,
All right. What do you do for a living, Caitlin?
I work for the state.
Oh, yeah? Well, what part of the state?
The High Speed Rail Authority.
High Speed Rail Authority.
Do we have a high speed rail?
Hey, how's that going?
It's coming along.
Okay. That's great to hear.
Good. We love updates like that. At least you've got job security.
All right.
I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
Question one. Press conference is happening right now for the alleged killer of right-wing political activist Charlie Kirk. The suspect is a 22-year-old named Tyler Robinson. Obviously, as we find out more, we'll tell you. What state was Charlie Kirk murdered in?
Utah.
That is correct. Question two. The trailer for Sydney Sweeney's Oscar bid is a movie about female boxer Christy Martin, and it's called Christy. You can see the trailer, like I said, if you text in the word box, B-O-X. This is the role she gained 30 pounds for to play.
Okay, wow.
It looks pretty good. I told you last week who Sydney Sweeney was dating. Who is it?
Scooter Braun,
music producer. Infamous music producer. Question three. In 2022, Brazil had a president named Bolsonaro who lost his re-election and then staged a coup claiming election fraud, which he never proved in court, to stay in power. Sound familiar? Brazil's Supreme Court found him guilty, though, and he is going to prison.
Wow.
Yeah. What's the biggest city in Brazil? Is it Sao Paulo or Rio de Janeiro?
What was the first one?
Sao Paulo.
I feel like it's going to be that one because I feel like you're trying to trick me with Rio de Janeiro.
So your answer is the first one.
Yeah. Okay.
I was trying to trick you. Question four. This question made Caitlin laugh.
Oh, okay.
According to sources, Ben Affleck is very sad about the upcoming wedding of ex Jennifer Garner.
Oh, that made her laugh.
Yes. He was hoping she'd get cold feet back out, but that is not happening.
I don't think any of that's true.
This
guys.
Wedding's happening. How many kids do they have together?
I believe three.
Yeah. I love that one of their kids is named Violet. I love that name.
All of their kids have sort of very traditional names, don't they, Kevin? Can you look it up?
Yeah.
I mean, none of them are named Firefly or Candle. Well, that's true. But yeah.
No, but I mean, they're like old-timey, I thought.
Old-timey names. Like something you'd hear in like the royal family.
Yeah. Well, or just like an old aunt or a grandmother's name.
What are their names?
I'm trying to look for it.
All right. I think I still actually have it open here on my computer. Let me see.
Violet, Serafina, Samuel.
Samuel, Violet, okay, Serafina.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
if I had a grandmother named Serafina, I'd think she was a witch. And question five.
No, but you'd call her Grandma Sarah, and then you'd find out after she died that her name wasn't Sarah at all, it was Serafina.
At the funeral, they'd be like, we remember Serafina. And I'd be like, who the hell's Serafina?
We're in the wrong room.
Last question. Pedro Pascal is suing a brandy company. There's a type of brandy called Pisco. I've never heard of it. Terrible name. But they are calling their product Pedro Pascal. And he is suing them because of that.
Why would they call it Pedro Pascal instead of Pedro Pisco?
I don't know. But they are. They're calling it Pedro Pisco.
So just his name?
Pedro Pascal is his name.
Oh, and they're calling it not Pedro Pisco. I got it. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
If it sues for if it costs $35 a bottle and you buy six, what's your total? Okay.
Oh boy. 16. Oh god. You see. Oh god.
3 seconds. 3, 2.
200.
Whoa.
Sorry, listen. Time is a real thing.
Work faster.
Time is a real thing.
Wow. I feel like you knew that I was talking.
What were you going to say?
$210.
Oh.
I'm not giving you the point.
You bitch.
Caitlin, are you there?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Final score. You got two, but Katie got four.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Could have been five.
We're going to have $20 at the jackpot tomorrow.
Somebody's got an itchy finger.
Yep. What is it that you want to tell us, Caitlin?
Today, I am not as smart as Katie.
Not as smart as Katie. But you know what? Thanks for working on that high-speed rail. We look forward to riding it before we die.
Okay, leave her alone.
She's laughing. We're having...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Bobby this morning. It's not his real name, and this is not his real voice. Good morning, Bobby.
Hey, everyone.
Good. What is your dirty little secret?
My dirty little secret is that I can't remember my friend's name.
What is going on?
You can't remember your friend's name.
Yeah. No, I'm in the Sac State, and I've been hanging out and talking with this girl for, you know, a little over a year. We had a bunch of classes together last year and a couple this year, and I cannot for the life of me remember her name. I mean, we've been to parties together, we've had, like, food and stuff, but I'm blanking hard.
Huh, okay. And as if that isn't bad enough, you, true or false, have started to develop feelings for this girl, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you've never been around anybody else that, like, referred to her by her name?
Yeah, it's been tricky. I don't know. I haven't gotten the information all the way. Like, I know she told me a while ago, like, last year, but...
That's so funny and honestly relatable. If you're just joining us, this is Bobby. It's not his real name, and his dirty little secret is he can't remember his friend's name, and now he's, like, finding himself very attracted to his friend. So
why don't you just ask her for her social media?
Oh, I don't have any of that.
You don't have it. Great.
I know you don't, but maybe you want to create one.
Yeah.
Just so that you could go through her account and try to find her name.
That's actually a really good plan. What if you just, I mean, it's going to look a little, okay, so you, this is going to, you're going to have to do this in a couple parts. Because you can't start on Instagram, ask her for hers, and then you have no followers and you don't follow anybody. Because it's going to look really creepy.
That'll look bad.
So you're going to have to create an Instagram. You're going to have to live on that for a little while. You're going to have to follow some people, get some people to follow you. Then you can ask her for her handle.
I mean, yeah, that's a pretty good plan, actually.
Okay.
It is. It's just going to require some work on your end.
Yeah, and it's you're going to have to put like 2 months of work in.
And I'm going to guess that her Instagram is private, right?
Well, he doesn't know. He doesn't have Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know. You don't even know how to begin to look for it.
My favorite part of this is that you were no doubt high out of your mind when you asked her name her first time, much like I think you are right now.
I mean, it doesn't help.
No, it doesn't help.
All right. Well, Bobby, I mean, I'm not going to chastise you because this totally seems like something that I would do too. And we talked about it once on the show that there is something out there called face blindness?
Face blindness. But he doesn't have face blindness.
He might.
No, he recognizes her face. You meet people and don't remember that you've met them.
Okay. So it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The other thing you could do, but if she has a very simple name, this is going to make you seem really stupid, but you could also always just say, how do you spell your name?
Oh, that's a good one.
Or what if you hand her your phone and say,
put your
number in.
Yeah, I have her number, but I don't remember her name, so I can't figure it out.
Somebody's name, which again, like I said, happens a lot. I introduce them to somebody else. And then what I do is I start with the person I do know.
Yeah.
Like, let's say I don't know Kevin's name, but I know Katie's name. Kevin will walk up and go, oh my God, hey, what's going on, champ? This is my friend Katie. And then I'll stop there and let Katie say
hi, I'm Katie, you are? And but then, you need to have like a wingman for that.
Yeah, oh, well, that's true.
You need
that's
somebody
true.
Who's like going in with you, like understands the assignment.
I believe that you can work this out.
I think you can too.
Yeah.
You've got some options now.
I will say, though, that you cannot let her know that you did not know her name for a very long time because it's not a good look.
Or ever.
Thanks, Bobby. It's the Dirty Little Secret on the Wake Up Call. Right now, it's time for this. Katie, what are the rules?
We are going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words for the title of the movie. Any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
I want to hear you sing. It's time for the No Name Movie Game.
106.5.
The end. A round of applause doesn't sound great when everybody is together at the same time. Then it just sounds like you're getting disciplined for something. Let's start with Tiffany. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
All right. So tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater on the line where they currently have Conjuring Last Rites. Can't imagine what that's like on the IMAX screen. Super spooky. You chose me as your contestant. 45 seconds on the clock. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. And away we go. Okay. This is a Disney movie about a mischievous little alien that comes to Hawaii.
Lilo and Stitch.
Yes. Okay. If I'm not wearing any clothes, I am
naked.
Yes. And yes.
Wow.
Look at you. Okay. The Caped Crusader, The Dark Knight.
Batman.
Yes. Batman. Yes. Okay. This is a movie. About.
You got it.
I don't know how to describe this. I'm going to pass on that one. Okay. This is, what do you call somebody who does ballet?
ballerina.
Yes!
Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's great. 4 points on that one. Incredible. That was great, Tiffany. Good bar to set. I'm going to put you on hold. And now let's talk to Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
You chose Katie as your contestant.
Smart.
Ladies, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Ready.
Hit it.
If you live in America, you are a...
citizen, American citizen.
American, okay. And then this is a Disney movie, Blank and the Beast. Oh.
Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, so the first word was...
Beauty.
Nope, no. If you live in America, you are a...
Oh, American Beauty.
Very good. Okay, opposite of down.
Up.
Yes. Opposite of queen. Wow.
King.
And if you your nickname is Dick, your real name is... Yes,
wow.
Very good. The opposite of white.
Black.
And who was in the garden with Eve?
Black. Adam.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God.
At the buzzer.
You got five at the buzzer.
That was amazing. Wow.
Granted, one of them was up, but okay. Listen, we...
And are we allowed to say Blank Beast?
Well, yeah, because that was a different movie. Fine. Yeah. Wow, he's trying to catch
you.
Yeah,
he is.
All right, well, Tiffany, I apologize. You can hang up, though, because our new bar is now five, and it's Kevin and Jay from Elk Grove, the Elk Grove boys.
Oh!
Not the girl.
Right.
Oh, okay. It's a guy and a girl from Elk Grove. Doesn't quite have the ring, but okay.
Doesn't feel quite as good,
45
but...
seconds on the clock. Ready?
Yes.
Set. Go.
Okay, this is a Disney movie where she eats an apple and she goes into a deep slumber.
Snow White?
Yes.
What?
Okay, this is a movie where they can kill people on a certain day. Like, it's okay to kill people.
Oh, gosh.
Like, you're getting rid of things. You're... we'll skip.
I'm just saying, we'll skip.
Okay, yeah. After fifth is what?
Six.
Yes, okay, and then touch, smell.
Sixth Man.
Yes.
She said the Sixth Man?
No, not the Sixth Man.
Okay, Sixth Sense. She said
two. And this is, a lion, and he's the father that died in the herd.
Lion King Mufasa.
Yes.
You said lion. He said lion.
What?
You said lion.
No. Oh, Kevin, you messed up.
Did
huh?
I say lion?
I think you said this was a lion.
Bitch, we only got three.
You said lion and
us.
He died in a herd.
Yeah.
You know what?
Just give it to us.
You got two plus a pity one, but it doesn't matter anyway because we are going all the way back to Christina. Christina.
Yeah.
Very impressive. You got five at the buzzer. Black Adam wins again. That's what they say. You got tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater, biggest screen in town. Right now, they've got The Conjuring, so enjoy getting spooked, okay?
Thank you, guys. We love you guys. We listen every morning.
Aww. Oh, we love you, too.
Thank you so much.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, this isn't so much a story of an unsolved mystery, but it is making Katie rather paranoid. And it's all because of something that actually happened in this world. What's going on, Katie?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
A gentleman by the name of Joseph Ross has pled guilty to putting Gorilla Glue in his coworker's soda.
I'm sorry, what?
His coworker had an open can of Coke, and Joseph Ross, who looks exactly like somebody who would put super glue in somebody's Coke, so everybody knows, he can be seen on camera wearing gloves, dropping glue, you know, drops of glue into a Coke can. And the person that he did it to, I think that he did it to a woman, and she went to drink her drink and she thought it tasted funny. So she said, we need to look at the cameras. She said it had a strong chemical taste.
I just looked it up real fast. what would happen if you ingested Gorilla Glue? The consequences, it says, would be severe.
Oh.
That's
I'm sure it would.
Rapid expansion and hardening. Gorilla Glue is a word I can't pronounce, based adhesive that reacts to with water and acids like those in the stomach.
Why would anyone do this?
Well, I'll tell you what. If somebody wanted to do this to me,
yeah,
they could get away with it.
What are you talking about?
Well, okay. If I had, I always have my bubbly water here, right?
Yes.
Don't say it like that. Henry has such a problem with me gulping down bubbly water.
It's not that we have a problem with you drinking the bubbly water, although the engineers would say that is an open container here right. In the studio.
Well,
it's the how you drink it. Yeah. You consume it like this, and I'm not exaggerating.
Yep.
It sounds like a scuba diver trying to get the bends on purpose.
Yeah,
like just clamoring for the surface.
All I'm saying, if I took a sip of my bubbly water,
yeah,
and it tasted like chemicals, my first thought would never, ever be, someone's poisoning me, check the cameras. I would think like, oh, that didn't taste good. I'd throw it away.
Right.
I would, like, there is no chance I would ever think somebody had done this to me, which tells me they would get away with it.
You're poisonable.
I'm easily poisoned.
Yeah.
Yes.
And as we established, too, you consume it too rapidly.
Right.
And in way too much volume.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
By the time you even caught on to it, you're done.
You're done with the can.
You've had all the Gorilla Glue that's needed to kill a person.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. All right. So we're putting this on the public record right now.
Right.
That if Katie ever mysteriously dies.
I'm looking at you two. And listen. This isn't an invitation to poison me.
Oh,
okay?
No. Okay.
I want to make that very clear. Could you get away with it? Yes. Should you? No. No. And I'm sorry I have to keep telling people not to poison me.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that this woman did catch on to it must have meant, though, that, like, she was already on to this guy.
Yeah. And again, he looks like a poisoner.
Like, he probably also was the guy in the break room that would just be like, I left out that bottle of Gorilla Glue again. Thank God nobody ate it. Everybody's like, what was his name again?
Joseph Ross.
And he probably always made people call him Joseph, too.
Yes.
Not Joe or Joey.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, ha ha ha, Joseph.
That's funny, Joseph.
What'd you do over the weekend, Joseph? Play with my Gorilla Glue. All right. Is that a euphemism? No, it's not. Don't look at him.
No, he would say something like, built my miniatures. With what, Joseph? You know.
I saw this and I've got a lot of thoughts about it.
Okay.
I don't know who does these surveys, but you know what?
It's always a university.
Because we do a morning radio show, thank God they do them. But a survey was done and people say that they let their usual rules go out the window when they're on vacation. 56% of people say budgets don't exist. I have a friend of mine that has a Disneyland philosophy, and his philosophy is just pay it.
Oh, okay. I have heard people say, like, well, you don't have a budget at Disneyland.
Yeah. 59% of people say skip working out or tidying up while you're on vacation. Duh. Unless you're staying at a place that makes you clean up before you leave or something
like that.
If I'm in a hotel room, I don't care.
I tend to be a little tidier.
Tidier?
In a hotel room if I'm going to be there for several days. If it's one day, I'm a little more like loosey-goosey, throw my stuff on the bed or whatever. If it's going to be several days,
yeah.
I'm unpacking everybody. Clothes are going into a dresser drawer.
Uh-huh.
Bathroom stays very organized because otherwise it's too much chaos and too small of a space for me.
Huh. I mean, I get the chaos part of it, but I don't have the gumption to make sure that it all stays tidy. Last time we went to the beach, we stayed in a condo, and that place looked like a bunch of teenagers threw a party in it by the time
I
we were
could
done.
Never.
Empty cans. Like
I couldn't do it.
This is the one, though, that really sent me. 47% of people say calories don't count when I'm on vacation.
100%.
Right. How is 47%? That's too low.
That's too low.
That means 53% of people are still watching what they eat
that
on vacation.
53% of people are wrong.
What's wrong with you people?
Something's wrong with you.
If over half of the people in this country are still watching what they eat when they're on vacation. When I go on vacation, it's a miracle that I don't have chocolate cake for breakfast.
Absolutely. And if you wanted to,
yep.
I'm on vacation.
And the only reason why I don't is because I got to go buy one.
I will have a glass of Chardonnay at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay. And if somebody looks at me sideways, I go, I'm on vacation.
Right. And you know what?
Like, what are you doing?
You know Dots pretzels?
Yeah.
And you know at Costco, they come in those giant bags.
Yeah.
It looks like something, like it's the size of a bag you'd feed a horse with. Like
yes.
It's that big. I went through a whole one of those and 90% of it was just me.
Okay. How fast?
Fast.
How fast?
Like 2 days.
It wasn't one day.
Right.
It wasn't in one day.
And you know what? Calories don't count.
They don't count. And probably, maybe, I don't know, it's a possibility that maybe you were like burning more calories than you would normally.
Let's go with that. When you're on vacation, you're doing different things.
You're doing different things.
If you're at Disneyland, you're walking 6 to 8 miles.
If you're at Disneyland, if you're walking around, you have to
eat all the
calories to fuel yourself.
You're going to starve your own body. Have the gray stuff. It's delicious.
This is like eating carbs before a marathon.
Right, right, right. Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome. Also, we're stimulating the economy.
You think of everything.
I do.
It's unbelievable.
I'm a patriot. So
anyway, to the 53% of people that are watching what they eat on vacation.
You have a disorder.
We see you. You need help.
We don't trust you.
Reach out to your doctors immediately.
Yeah, because they're going to say, have chocolate cake for breakfast.
What if you did reach out to your doctor and the only response was, nah.
No, what if you reach out to your doctor, they're like, F it, I'm on vacation too.
Right, yeah. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.